I will wait for you. Are you dating anyone? A trusted girlfriend asked me over lunch earlier this week. The answer is no. And then the eventual follow-up question, why not? Well, the answer is pretty simple. I do get asked out on dates, but not by real Christian men. In fact, I've never dated a Christian guy whose words, as well as his actions, demonstrated his heart for God. All my life, I've settled for a lot less, resulting in countless broken relationships and 2 failed marriages. After all this trial and error, I've decided to only date a Christian and to act more like the Christian woman that God has made in me. I believe that a man should first have a strong relationship with God, and then he should ask him for guidance on whom to date. I'm not chasing guys anymore, cooking them dinner, throwing them birthday parties, or trying to trap them with physical intimacy. My life was transformed 3 years ago after my divorce, and I want to live up to God's expectations. It starts first with God speaking to that Christian guy, and then that guy coming to fulfill God's command and looking for me. Then my friend asked, "You're really serious? You won't have sex before marriage, even maybe after you've committed to each other?" And my response, that wasn't how I felt before, but now I am committed to no sex before marriage. In fact, I can't even kiss a guy romantically without giving my heart away. Last summer, a good friend told me to guard my heart. For me, that means no sex and no romantic kissing. It just fuels the fire that I can't handle unless I'm married to him. She had one more question. What if you wait until you're married and the sex isn't that good? What happens then? My response, God wouldn't bring me to that point to abandon me. He'll know we are compatible, and I trust God completely. My thoughts were so clear on a proper dating relationship because I had just listened to Jeanette McGeehee and her poem, I Will Wait for You. In case you missed it, there were over 500,000 hits on YouTube and over 5,000 likes on Facebook in just the past week. Jeanette shares trying to make over a less than godly man, deciding he was the one and dragging him along for the ride. But she's changed too. She says, I will no longer date, socialize, or communicate with carbon copies of you to appease my boredom or to quench my thirstiness for attention. Jeanette nails a godly dating relationship and marriage with Christ at the center of the union. Here's how she describes a Christian man. I will know because when you speak, I will be reminded of Solomon's wisdom. Your ability to lead will remind me of Moses. Your faith will remind me of Abraham. Your confidence in God's word will remind me of Daniel. Your inspiration will remind me of Paul. Your heart for God will remind me of David. Your attention to detail will remind me of Noah. Your integrity will remind me of Joseph. And your ability to abandon your own will remind me of the disciples. But your ability to love selflessly and unconditionally will remind me of Christ. Jeanette, thanks for reminding me what a Christian dating relationship looks like. And as for me, if God calls me to remain single, I will be obedient. If God calls me to be a Proverbs 31 wife, I will be obedient. Not my will, but His be done. I will wait. Blessings, Agatha.